So, Birshutchem, I just want to speak a few words that are on my mind. I mamash have a lot of things going on. I'm not a busy person, but a lot of scattered Torah about Purim going on in my mind. And Bezrat Hashem, you know, as you say before, I was saying this to someone before Arvit, that he was very sad that he forgot to say Alevi Avo by Arvit. And the halacha is you don't have to go back. But he wanted to go back, and he felt bad. He wanted to go back. So I told him, in a way, it was Min HaShamayim, you know? He's like, what do you mean it's Min HaShamayim? I said, well, think about it. Before Shemona Esrei, you say, Hashem Sfatai Tiftach Afi Yagid Tehillatecha. So before you even start praying, you're saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not in my hands, it's in your hands. Please open my mouth so I could speak your praises. So, Bezrat Hashem, Hashem will open my mouth so I could say some words of Dirat Torah. Amen. You have on the sheet over here. I didn't make nowhere near the amount, enough amount of sheets. So, if you want to look inside, you could look on with someone else. There's a piece. It's the Sefer Netivot Shalom, the Slonim Rebbe. It's on the left hand column. It's in page Lamed Aleph, left hand column. It starts with Gimel. So he brings in some Kabbalah in the beginning. I'm the last person to know Kabbalah. I don't even know the ABCs. So maybe, I don't know, maybe someone can help us out. But we're going to skip over that part in the beginning. And he explains the shaykhut, the connection between Kabbalat HaTorah, between us accepting Torah in our own lives, and the koach of Amalek. And how the Koach of Amalek tries to prevent us from our own personal Kabbalat HaTorah. So he says like this, the Alderech Klipa Kadma Lepri, again that's the Kabbalistic term that I don't know what it means, Haita Itgabrut Klipat Amalek Kodam Matan Torah. So the power, the energy, the Koach of Amalek came at what point? Right before Matan Torah. Kidichtiv, like it says in the Pasuk, Vayavo Amalek Vailachem im Israel birfidim. Those psukim took place before Matan Torah. That Amalek came and they waged war against us. Limnoa et ha-ma'amad ha-nisgav hazeh. They wanted to try and what? Prevent the great episode of Matan Torah. That's what happened when the Bnei Israel came out of Mitzrayim. But as you all know, v'chen b'nes Purim, so too by Purim. The Gemara in Megillah says that kiyimu ma shekiblu kvar. When it says in the Megillah kiyimu vekiblu ayudim, it means they were mekabel Torah a second time, because the first time, again we're not going to go into the details now, it was by force, kafa alem har kegigit, and the second time they accepted it meratzon, they accepted it willingly, and that was in the time of Mordechai v'Esther. There was a second Kabbalat HaTorah. So v'chen b'nes Purim, lifnei ha-gilui ha-gadol she-kadosh baruch hu shel Kabbalat HaTorah, before that revelation of Kabbalat HaTorah, kiblu ha-beratzon, where they accepted the Torah beratzon, willingly, she-amad lo-ofi ha-gilui or chadash, that at that point in time, there was the ability for this renewed light of Torah to come out. This chidush, this hitchatshut, this renewal of Torah that never was before, came out in the times of Purim. This inyan of Kabbalat HaTorah beratzon, willingly, that us, in our own will, wanted to accept the Torah. Kam Haman Mizer Amalek. Haman, who is from the offsprings of Amalek, as we all know, he got up, Lashmid et kol ha-Yehudim. He got up and he wanted to destroy all of Yehudim, all of the Jews. Kikach hi midata shel klipat Amalek. This exactly is the nature of the koach of Amalek. Shekol eimat sheYehudim mitorer lekabel Torah ulitabek baHashem miyad vayavo Amalek. This is not just again, as we said many times, Matan Torah that's mentioned in the Torah, or the story of the Megillah, where the Gemara explains that the Yehudim were mekabel the Torah a second time. These aren't history lessons. These are not facts about Jewish history. That's not what it's about. It's not a history book. This is all information that is relevant to our lives today. That's what the Megillah is. There is a Mordechai in our generation, there is an Esther in our generation, there is a Haman in our generation. It's all applicable to us today. There's a Moshe Rabbeinu in our generation, there's an Aaron HaKohen, so on and so forth. Torah is not a history book. It's meant to talk to each and every individual in the Shema. That's what it's meant to talk to. And since we see by Matan Torah, by Har Sinai, and by Matan Torah by Purim, in both times, this koch of Amalek came and tried to prevent us from being mekabel the Torah, that means that that's the nature of Amalek. The whole inyan of Kabbalat Torah, the whole inyan of Torah, is dvekut, is connecting to Hashem. When you lehavdil elef abdalot, there's a book that I read about the Klosenberger Rebbe. It's called The War Years. And in that book, for all those who don't know who the Klosenberger Rebbe was, he was a Hasidish Rebbe that went through the Holocaust, buried 10 kids and his wife, survived the war, and came out to rebuild the sect of Hasidut called Tzanz and Klosenberg. He rebuilt an entire sect of Judaism after such a disastrous couple of years in the Holocaust. And the book in detail goes through his life, and there were eyewitnesses to things that he did and things that he said in the worst of times. And the emunah that he had in those times, it's an unbelievable book. I recommend it to everyone. I'm not a big reader, but this book I could not put down. I was not able to put it down. It was fascinating. And I got so much chizuk out of it. But by looking, by learning, by reading that book, I connected with him, with his neshama. I've never seen him before. We were both alive at the same time for about 4 years. I was a little boy. I think I was 4 or 5 when he passed away. I never met him. I've never seen him. The closest I've got to him is a picture that I actually saw in a biography book of Chaim Avadia Yosef with the Klosenberger Rebbe together at some sort of gathering. That's like the closest I've got to him. It's a picture. But I feel so connected to him. I feel so medubak to him. Why? Because I read about him. The Torah, Rabotai, is about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it's about. And by learning Torah, it leads to dvekut in Hashem. It leads to feeling connected to Hashem. Amalek that tries to prevent us from learning Torah, from being mekabel Torah, in essence what he's trying to do, or they are trying to do, is to prevent us from being medubak to Hashem. Is to prevent us from being connected to Hashem, to feeling like we are a part of Hashem, part and parcel. Tzelem Elokim. Banim atem la'Hashem elokochem. We are children of Hashem. And you find this in the Psukim. Rashi comments about Amalek, that what did they do? They were zorek negative things about us, klape mala. They were saying to Hashem, Hashem, look at your children. Look how bad they are. That's what they were trying to do. What does that mean? They're trying to disconnect us from Hashem. Disconnection. That's the koch of Amalek. You find this today all over the place. That this koch hara, that's trying to prevent us from feeling, the more medubak you feel to Hashem, the more happy you are. It goes hand in hand. The more connected you are, the stronger the feeling of connection to Hashem, the happier you are. Because think about it. If you're on good relations with a father who's supporting you, who's taking care of you, you feel very comfortable. You feel like you're being taken care of. But if chas v'shalom, you feel like you're very far away from your father, you feel a little lonely, you feel like no one's taking care of you, you feel poor, you feel homeless, you feel like no one's watching over you. It's the same thing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our father. By us feeling connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we feel more comfortable, stress-free. Koch of Amalek tries to prevent us from feeling that connection, tries to prevent us from being mekabel the Torah. There's a small piece I mamash just saw minutes ago in the Sefer Chazon Avadia. Avadia Yosef writes, in the back of the Sefer, he has a small little perush on the Megillah. It's beautiful, it's so sweet. You should definitely go through it. He comments on the pasuk, La Yehudim Aita Ora V'Simcha V'Son V'Kar. Now we know the pasuk, the Gemara learns out, La Yehudim Aita Ora. What's Ora? The Gemara says, what's Ora? Torah. Right? Ora is Torah. So he explains that the process that we reached the Geula was a very gradual process. And I want to read it to you. Bitchila, he says, he quotes the Midrash Socher Tov. Bitchila, in the beginning, Mordechai Yoshev B'Shar HaMelech. In the beginning, things looked a little blurry. Mordechai went and he sat in the Shar, in the gate of the king. Vayhi Kirot HaMelech Et Esther HaMalka Nasachen Be'enav. And then slowly, the Melech, the king, saw Esther and he started liking her. Ve'achar kach, and afterwards, what happened? One thing led to another, and you know, long story short, Achashverosh commanded Haman to go and take Mordechai on the horse and clothe him with royal clothing. One thing led to the next; they hung Haman. The king pronounced all good to Jews. Mordechai exited the king's palace in royal clothing. And afterwards, for the Jewish nation, there was beauty, there was light, there was Torah, there was happiness, simcha, sason, vikar. So Chavadia says, and this is how the Geula will be in the future. Bezat Hashem should be very soon. That at first things are going to look a little blurry. And then one thing will lead to another thing. You know, we're going to go a step in the right direction. We might have a setback or two. The Jewish nation might seem like chas v'shalom. Its existence is in jeopardy. But there's a brighter future. And eventually, as he quotes the pasuk, Ki hineh choshech yechase eretz ve'alafei leumim ve'alayich yizrach Adonai v'chvado alayich yira'eh. Then in the future, the days are bright. Days are bright. Bezat Hashem is from Havdalah. And Bezat Hashem, you know, just looking through the news, it's very saddening. Just listening to the news of what's going on to our brothers and sisters in Eretz Yisrael. It's scary. It's very scary. But at the end of the day, we have to look at the Megillah, as Chaim Avadia explains from the Midrash, and understand that it's not a history book. It's not a history book. It's all simanim, it's all hints to what's going to happen acharit hayamim, the future times, right in the time, right before Mashiach is coming, that there will be this tremendous koch of Amalek trying to prevent us from attaching ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to overcome that and do whatever is in our ability to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to come closer to Him through Torah, through Simcha, through Mitzvot. Whatever it takes, guys, we have to use every single weapon that we have to fight against this Koach. And Bezrat Hashem, should be very soon. We'll be Zocheh to the light, the Or of Mashiach. La Yehudim Haita Ora V'Simcha V'Sason V'Kar. Bezrat Hashem, should be very soon.